Today we remember the life of Solomon Donald, who passed away from the coronavirus April 10th of 2020 from Fanwood, New Jersey. He was 41 years old. His passion for music led him to performing at shows around New York City. This also led him to making 5 CDs. Solomon also had a passion for helping people. That led him to studying in the medical field, which eventually led him to Trinitas Regional Medical Center in New Jersey, where he was in EMT for 9 years. He then went to St. Barnabas Hospital, where he worked in the wound care unit as a hyperbaric safety operator. In addition to that, he hosted a radio show called The Soulful Journey. On that show, he, along with his two co-hosts, gave artists and business owners opportunity to promote their music, their products, their businesses, all of the above. Solomon was born in Brooklyn. He moved to New Jersey to raise his children in what he considered to be a safe environment. He coached his son's basketball team, which is North Plainfield Nets organization. He loved coaching and the kids on the team. Solomon and his wife Renee were partners in the Soulful Journey brand clothing line. He is survived by his wife Renee, his two children, Soul King Donald and Journey Heart Donald, his mother, his stepfather, siblings William, Curtis, Scott, aunts, uncles, cousins, all who loved him dearly. This is one of the many names that you'll find over at morningamerica.org, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morningamerica.org. It's a place where you, if you've lost someone in your family, anywhere in your life, if you've lost them to the coronavirus, you can make them more than just a statistic and a number. You can share their photo, details about their life, their accomplishments, their passions, the people in their lives. So if that's something you feel the need to do, I believe you would if that is the case. MorningAmerica.org, M-O-U-R-N, MorningAmerica.org is the place to do that. Even if you haven't lost anyone, spend some time with that website and learn more about the stories of the people who make up the numbers that you see on the screen or whenever the coronavirus statistics are talked about.